Scorpions Avenue. Real talk, hot tea. Nothing out of line with Tammy and Reggie. Real talk, hot tea. Bringing you the heat to the off the grid. It's the Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles. The Bonnie Chronicles podcast.
Hey, we're back in the building.
What's up, people?
It's Tammy Roman.
Reggie Youngblood.
And we back up in this thing. You know, we just shout out to all the people on Patreon that's watching the full recorded episode. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We back in this thing. For y'all that can see me, I got some new glasses with the black. Because I normally wear my brown ones because I feel like the brown ones make my eyes pop. But these black ones don't look that bad.
Nah, they don't look bad. They got that little teacher vibe to them.
You think they got a teacher vibe?
Yeah, the little
points. Feel like it's like, nah, y'all can't see me, but it's like.
It ain't none of that.
It ain't nothing like a hater in the building. How do you do?
What's up, though, babe? What's going on?
Oh, well, listen, I was just trying to have a little conversation with you before we got right on into things, because, you know.
I'm saying what's going on with you. How you doing? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine, you know.
Looking good.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate you saying that. You looking handsome today, too.
Man, I'm looking so rough.
No, you look good to me, babe.
I wish y'all can see me who not on Patreon, man. No cut since February, so.
You look good to me, babe, because I can braid your hair. Should I go?
No, you want me to? Okay. No braids.
Okay, because I could have had blue dry that shit on up and then did you some straight to the backs.
Yikes.
We could be twinning up in this piece, okay, with our set it off.
Straight to the backs.
So we're going to get into some people's business on this episode. We're going to talk a little bit about Cardi B and WAP. We're going to hit on
the school in Georgia.
Yeah.
That suspended the student that exposed them.
Right.
Not wearing masks. The hallway was flooded. I'm sure y'all
we're
going to
talk about that. And who else business we're going to get up
we're gonna
in?
We're going to get into Southwest Airlines business.
Oh, yes. We must get into Southwest Airlines
yes,
business.
They don't want to clean no more, so let's talk about it.
Okay, so y'all ready? Let's go.
We in your business.
First up, let's hit on Southwest real quick, okay? So we can just go ahead on and get that out the way so that I can spend the majority of my time talking about Cardi B.
This shouldn't take long at all.
Exactly. Okay, so the story goes like this. Southwest Airlines issued a statement saying that they are not going to be cleaning the seat belts, the table trays, and the seats throughout the day. It's too costly. They're going to handle all that at the beginning of the day, the first flight out, and at the end of the night.
So in between that time, everybody that gets on that plane between those cleaning periods would be subject to be exposed to who knows what.
Correct.
All type of germs. Now you got the corona out there. So what? They just don't care, or what is it?
They cheap, you know, shit. Southwest Airlines, you know, the flights ain't but so. Well, they actually, quiet as it's kept, they had actually upped their prices from when they had first started. Because, you know, Southwest used to be my go-to because I was trying to get them 100,000 miles because they the only one that give you that companion pass. So I was rocking with Southwest Airlines for a minute. But, you know, their flights are less than a Delta or United.
And it'd be tight.
So, and it's tight.
It's very tight.
But the gist of what I'm saying is because of that and because people aren't flying, they may not have the money.
Okay, it's time to shut that motherfucker
down.
If you can't afford to do shit the right way, scrap that shit and start over or do something else. Because now you're putting people's health and lives at risk.
I agree.
And that is not what is up.
I agree.
Southwest, y'all got to do better, man. Shut that bitch down if you can't keep up the cleanliness.
Yeah, because let me tell you something what I do know.
I won't be on that shit. She won't be on that shit. Nobody in this family will be on Southwest. I suggest you all do not fly on Southwest.
And good Lord, if Southwest ain't cleaning and Spirit Spirit is only $55 to fly. They probably cleaning that shit once a week.
Nah, bad. They clean that motherfucker once a month. Absolutely once a month.
Once a month. Y'all taking y'all. Y'all put. Look, Spirit almost tested my gangster, though. I ain't gonna lie. I saw that $55 flight to Houston. I said, should I try to go home on a quick one, two, real quick light? And then I had to back it up. Yeah. I only flew Spirit one time in my life, and I said, you know what? I was never gonna do that again, and I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna just stay my ass off of Spirit and now Southwest. Yeah, Southwest. Since y'all not cleaning the planes.
Southwest, you are out of line. Severely.
Severely. Okay, who's up next? Little boy out of Georgia, I don't know your name, but I know your story. We up in your business.
Yes, we are. And we commend you, little brother, for taking...
Tell them what happened.
Okay, so what happened was high school in Georgia, they went back to school, and a student ended up taking a photo of the hallway during the class exchanges between class periods. The hallway was packed, and only like four people had on masks. So... He posted the picture, and the school ended up suspending him for posting the picture. They stated some the school
low
rules
down,
about
dirty strange.
Using your phone during school hours and posting.
Low down, dirty strange.
Hey, man. Basically, they got mad because they were exposed. And then they were saying that they can't control people, you know, to make them wear masks. They can't enforce no policies. But you have schools out here that's suspending kids because they have dreads.
Right. So I'm gonna give you I'm gonna give you an update because you know one of our favorite blogs. You know we always be over on that. Well, I do. He don't be trying to go there, but I go to the neighborhood talk to. It's on site. Jasmine Brandon Baller Alert, and one of them actually had an update that they have revoked the suspension.
I bet they did.
Yeah, because people started going in on them because that's a shame. Listen, we done told y'all. I'm sorry, y'all, because I'm.
She always eating some shit. Always snacking. Now she eating some nasty ass.
I'm eating these Twizzlers, and so it's good to me. But so let me put that down because I just keep. Okay, so we done told y'all as nicely as we could. These kids should not be going back to school right now. If they have the capability to go to online classes, that is what should be going on. Because the United States of America is not taking the necessary precautions to put our children back into this environment. Nope. You know what I'm saying? I saw a video over a little kid over in China, okay? Over in China. And when he walked up to the school, he had his mask on. So the first lady, she took the dirty mask that he came to the school with. She took that and threw that away. Then he went to another little section. You know, they had little stops for the kids to make. So the next stop, she sprayed the bottom of his feet. Then he moved to the next little section. They had a machine that blew mist over on his whole body, like it probably was like a disinfectant or you know something like that. Then when he got to the next little stop, that lady gave him a new mask. Now until the United States is doing all of that to protect these children, then parents, you should not be so in a rush and excited to send your kids back to school. Now I understand there was a time, you know, everybody's when you was working and you was going into the office from 9 to 5 and you was like, well, you got to go to school because I got to work. Let me tell you what I do know. One thing I know and two things for sure. Okay. My mama worked 3 jobs. And I was still middle school age. Now, I do, listen, I'm not going to try to undermine the fact that times have changed, okay? So I understand you may have some hesitancy in leaving your children unattended because these kids is different. But I still feel that because you're not going into the office right now and the majority of the corporate working force, if you're not an essential worker, you are home too. So you need to just keep your children at home till the conditions are safe.
Yeah, where you know they're safe at. Like the safest place right now for your child is the home. So correct. I know the kids probably like... I want to stay suspended because y'all not even enforcing people to wear masks. Clearly, this kid knows what's up. You know, he's not a dummy, and he sees what's happening with this virus.
And get into this, Reg. 9 people from that day that he posted that picture.
They got it.
9 people have since come out and said that they have been infected.
I'm sure
with
it's more
COVID.
Than 9.
And
Those are just the ones that came out.
Those are the ones that got tested.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
So, yeah, that school out of line. Now they want to let them come back. You made your mind up. You made your decision. So why switch it now once the public get on your ass?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the public get on you for doing some dumb shit, now you want to reverse it. If I was that kid, that child's parents, I'm suing that school. And I'm not sending them back to the school because it's unsafe.
I agree. So. I agree. It's completely unsafe. And ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Now the kid done... I'm so anxious. I'm so, you got to get back to school. Now you done sent your child to school. Now they done came home with the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The environment that was completely safe, that you had built up your little wall of protection, you know, you cleaning down, you washing your hands, you sanitizing. He spent one day at that damn dirty ass school, and now he done brought it home to the rest of the family.
The rest of the family. Grandma Ann sick now. Aunt Tina sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because you in a rush to get your child back to a school that don't give a fuck about safety.
It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's a mess, but I'm going to get on up out that business because I tell you what, I don't got kids that's still in school, so I ain't got to worry about it. But for all of y'all out there, like, I really want y'all to be cognizant of what's going on. Trump ain't said nothing yet that made sense to me.
Nope.
And so the fact that he's backing children going to school this early, I don't want to hear it, Trump. You know, okay, so get on up out of this business because I really, really just want y'all to protect yourselves and that's all I can give it. The Bonnie Chronicles
Podcast. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Next up, what everybody's
WAP
talking about.
Is it WAP or WAP?
You say whatever you want to say, but it mean wet ass pussy. Okay,
yeah, I know.
I just wanted to say that wet ass pussy.
So
wet and good.
So the wet ass pussy got people in the uproar. Like what? What's
Let
the business?
Me tell you something here, Reg. A congresswoman or running potential candidate. She ain't in fucking Congress, but she came out and said that Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, shout out to Rolling Ray, Thee Stallion, is done set women back 100-some-odd years. And let me find the Let me find it for you because she was very upset.
Oh man!
You know that for you guys who don't know,
she that affected.
WAP, WAP, whatever, however you pronounce it. Is the new song.
Right. With Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. WAP, a.k.a. Wet Ass Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so the video was kind of hot. As soon as she dropped it, I went over there and checked that out. You know, they had appearances by Kylie Jenner and Sukiana. And Ruby Rose was in it. And Normani with her beautiful self was in it. And so, okay, but the video was very well done. And let me tell you something about that video.
That's like a high budget video.
That's what I was going to say. They invested in that, the quality of that video. We ain't seen, it used to be a time, man, when videos was like mini movies, mm-hmm. you know. It was like, you know, you had your
Hype Williams.
I was just going to say, you had your Hype Williams, you know, and several other video directors that everybody went to, you know, because they just knew how to tell a story and it would look so glossy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's when video girls were hot because they were making money to be in these videos. You know, somebody wanted me to be in their video one time. It's this group called Intro.
Wow. That's why we don't know about them right there. Because clearly.
Intro.
I never heard of Intro.
Well, you was born too late. Because you was born.
What in, you was going to do in the video?
You was born in 87. So this is the 90s. So for most of the 90s, mm-hmm. you were young. You weren't even interested in, you know, what was really happening. But Intro was a big group. Okay, in the 90s.
What's the song by Intro? I probably know the song, but not the group.
They did a remake of Stevie Wonder's Ribbon in the Sky.
So they did covers.
No, they didn't do covers. Oh. I'm just saying that was one of their bigger ones. They had a song called Let Me Be. They had a song called Come Inside.
I'm going to look them up.
Look them up. So anyway, the Come Inside video, I was going to be the... girlfriend to one of the members, Jeff, who was in the group for mm-hmm. the video. But I didn't want to do videos. And I said no. Even though we were seeing each other, you know, like... what am I trying to say? Not amicably. That was the wrong word. I was about to use the wrong word. Like, we were friends mm-hmm. and we were hanging out. I just didn't want to be in the video. Yeah, right. So I didn't do it. But they had asked me, child. They had asked me. Okay, okay. That's all I know. That's all I'm just
going
to get to that.
I mean, if you're just playing this girl, you can do that because that's basically acting.
Yeah, but the song was like one of those slow sexual
songs. Well, yeah, but if
songs,
it came to like the dance and if you had to do anything, choreography, shit like that, that's when it gets shaky.
That's not, for that's you. A lie. That's a lie.
Nah.
That is a lie.
It's not.
It is. But anyway, that, let me get back. Cardi B, I'm still in your business. But the video was very well done. And I commend her for that.
Real high quality video, man. And women, I mean, men have been rapping about fucking bitches, you know.
Well, you ain't told them what the lady's mad about. You just start talking about your opinion.
My bad.
Okay, so Deanna Lorraine went on Twitter and said, "Hey, Cardi B, I've got a message for you and your disgusting WAP. Listen up.
You useless woman. Women are worth more than you think. Perhaps that's why you can't keep Offset loyal."
Now, this was...
Okay. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just set the entire female gender back 100 years with their disgusting and vile WAP song.
Okay, and then she did a whole video. Now, this is the former Republican congressional candidate, Deanna Lorraine. So she made it her business to be in Cardi and Meg's business to tell them how much she didn't like wet ass pussy.
But she is a Republican, which means she's a Trump supporter, right?
Probably.
Correct?
Probably.
So she don't feel like this man setting us back hundreds of years, what he trying to do, what he doing? Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know what she felt. But let me tell you, Deanna needs to mind her business. Because how I feel about the whole situation is wet ass pussy.
Hey,
that beat slaps. I'm just going.
Yeah,
that beat slaps.
And they
okay?
riding that bitch.
Okay, and both of them, you know, was like you said, was riding it.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, sometimes rappers can go against a fucking beat, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's just the song just is like, oh my god. But this one, you just bobbed the whole time they was riding that shit. Now she's talking about, I feel, context of the song, right? Like what they're actually talking about. This is why you need to stay in your fucking lane, Deanna, because don't nobody look to to Cardi B to say no insightful shit.
No.
We want to hear Cardi say exactly what the fuck she talking about.
Exactly.
Okay? Exactly. You know, you trying to act like Cardi done set women back 100 years, okay? Girl, hip hop has changed. We ain't had a rapper that was saying something like really, really saying something since Lauryn Hill, okay? Latifah, you know, them back in the day. These girls now, they talking about getting that bag, working that pussy,
yeah.
You know, you know, not to be it's so vulgar
the,
with
it,
but that's what they talking about. You know, city girls is act up, you can get snatched up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what female rappers are rapping about. But when you have somebody like a Rhapsody, you know, and other female rappers that are conscious enough or at least have a different type of message, y'all don't fucking support them.
Nope, y'all don't even want to fuck with them.
So you don't even want to fuck with them. They can't get on the blogs. These little songs can't get posted. You know, you don't talk about them at all. Okay, but shout out to Rhapsody because she did have an appearance at the BET Awards, and she's they're starting to recognize
Rhapsody
her grunt.
Rhapsody,
but I'm saying they, yeah, as in the industry and people, are starting to recognize her. We know she been fired,
mm-hmm,
okay? But so I'm saying, like, if, and people so quick to say with Meg, God, girl, all she do is twerk. What else you have to offer us? And then they say, you know, of course, with Cardi, what else you gonna talk about? Is this all you gonna talk about all the time? Yeah, that is what they, exactly. Meg gonna twerk and Cardi gonna talk about what she talk about because that's what their image is in this industry.
That's exactly what I was about to say. This is their lane. This is their niche that they carved out. So they gonna talk that shit about fucking getting this money and all the other crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment at the end of the day. Do I feel like they walking around here just fucking people and...
Yeah, you're saying like their
entertainment
image,
right,
versus who they are.
I don't feel like they like that at home with their family.
No, and let me tell you something.
You
I follow Cardi B and Lil Culture. They be so cute. Like, she,
right,
really is a hands-on mom, right, and stuff like that. But she's aware of what these younger girls,
mm-hmm,
are listening,
mm-hmm,
to. And so she puts out content,
mm-hmm,
that they're going to respond to.
Exactly.
Now, let's go one step further. Okay, you have a 12-year-old at home. And so that 12-year-old likes Cardi, right? And then Cardi puts out a song called Wet Ass Pussy,
mm-hmm,
right? And everything, because, you know, a lot of people have the clean version, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that raw one is real raw. But I'm just saying, so you then have a problem with Cardi B because your 12-year-old is listening to this type of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B shouldn't be doing this because young girls look up to her.
Right.
That's what people say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to go from whatever room you in right now and then walk through your place, whether it's an apartment or a house, and go to the first bathroom you come up on and look in the fucking mirror, because that's who your child should be looking up to. That's who your child should get their directives on how to live a positive lifestyle. That's where your child should get their empowerment, their attitude to be uplifted, their attitude for success,
mm-hmm,
should come from you.
From
not
her.
No damn Cardi B. Cardi B don't know your fucking kid.
Nope.
Okay? Cardi B's putting out music. She's an artist. She's putting out music. When your kid want to see a role model, they need to be looking at your ass.
Exactly. And babe, we thinking on the same page today, because at the end of the day, it falls back on the parent, man. That's like me coming up. UGK had a song out called Pocket Full of Stones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and my cousins, we were playing in the house and shit. And I said this, like, we was hustling. You,
right,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just being dumb and kids. My daddy heard me say that. And guess what? Big Reg beat my ass. He beat my ass. Beat the shit out of me. Because he said, you're not going to end up like your cousins. Right. And that is the difference. People, these kids got to know to separate entertainment from real life. Mm-hmm. You know, and that comes from the parent. Mm-hmm. These parents, they too busy trying to be their friends, first of all.
True.
That's a big issue.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You can have fun with your child. But your child, needs to be scared of you on the cool. You have to instill fear in your child.
Kids ain't got to be scared of. Yeah, I mean, I was scared of my mama.
That.
But
I believe this, man. You have to instill fear in your child because I think
your child just needs to have a clear mindfulness that is my mama and that is my father.
Exactly.
And that's who they respect. And so not necessarily being fearful, but when you say something, they honor what you are saying. They honor the fact that you are the parent, that you have lived every moment they just barely get into. And they respect your advice and your counsel. That's what needs to happen. But when you are complaining about a woman who is in the entertainment industry, who is doing what she do, she ain't been no different. This is what, see, some of y'all's new to the Cardi B game. Cardi B was, exactly. Cardi B used to be doing videos, talking shit, and all this stuff on Instagram before she even got on Love & Hip Hop, before she even became the Cardi B that we're, the mega star that we're familiar with now. And she been the same bitch. Okay, so you gonna get mad at her for doing and being who she's always been. But now since she has the platform and your kid is looking at her, you wanna say, well, you a role model, you need to be more responsible. And the only thing that I can say to that is I cannot request or require someone who does not know my child to be responsible for the type of adult or childhood that they have. That is my responsibility only. You think when Lyric and Jazz was growing up that there wasn't influences like this out everywhere in the world? It's influences everywhere, okay? From the kids at their school teaching them shit that, you know, you may not have touched on just yet, but they're gonna learn by way of them kids. You know, it's influences everywhere, but you have to be the type of parent that just buckles down on your kid and not being no damn
being a partner. That's the problem. These parents trying to be their friends, and that is the problem. They don't want to parent them. They don't want to discipline no more.
Right.
You know, because now these kids, they'll call the laws on you.
They will. They sure will. They sure will. I said, well, damn, I didn't know you could do that, because when my mama had pushed my head through that wall that time, I sure needed some help.
I would have been scared. I've been dead before they came.
My mama would have said, call them. Go ahead on and call them. Mm-hmm. And pack your shit while you at it, so that when you call them and they come,
you can bounce with them.
Leave on up out of here with them. But yeah, these kids will do that. But I just, you know,
you
I can't
blame the entertainers, because they are entertaining.
They're doing what they do, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And equally so, you're trying to impress your opinions and perspective on how somebody else should live their life. Cardi B ain't never said she wanted to be no role model. You know what I'm saying? But you're saying people view you as one, though. So you want her to be that for you and your children. And that's, you can't do that. A person has to want to take on the responsibility and accountability for the imagery and narrative that they're putting out. I say that because even with me, there were things that I was doing on TV. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ashamed. You know, I made a lot of mistakes for the world to see, you know, and I did a lot of things that I look back, hindsight is 2020, but I look back on it now and I was like, what, Tammy, why were you doing that? Like, that's, you know, you don't even flow like that, you know, most of the time in real life, most of the time in real life. But, me as an individual, no matter what people were saying, because for the most part, people was like, Tammy's a real one. I ride with her. I fuck with her. So they were really uplifting the the bad behavior. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yep, yep.
But it took me going, you know what? I don't want to be like, I don't want to be that person that constantly lashes out, that person that's constantly arguing. I don't want to be in environments that make me become that person, mm-hmm. you know? And so I took accountability for my actions and decided to make a change. You can't impress your opinion of Cardi B onto Cardi B. She, you know what I'm saying? She has to want to do that. And right now, this woman is making songs for a generation and a demographic that she wants them to respond to her.
Right.
That she wants them to, you know, still be lit, still have a good time, turn up.
And a demographic that Congresswoman does not understand.
Does not understand.
First of all.
Does not understand.
And then she could have made her statement without being disrespectful. For her to call Cardi a useless woman is very disrespectful.
It is.
You know, now Cardi.
And then talking about that's why Offset ain't looking.
Yeah, like,
girl!
You, like you're doing too much, Miss Karen. You're doing way too much.
Don't now, say no, Miss Karen.
Now, if Cardi responds and talk that shit how she talked that shit, you're going to be in your feelings.
Right. Right.
So you right. get what you give. Just know that.
And she did respond. She said, I didn't even know I was this fucking important. This is kind of lit
yeah.
that the whole Republican Party is worried about me and my damn song that I done put out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, but it's wet ass. Wet. And
oh, God. Look at this. Y'all can't see this, but she is twerking now.
I can't get it
she
going.
Is, yeah, I know you can't get it going because you really can't get it going.
Because this chair.
Oh my God. Do y'all see this Patreon? This is why you gotta subscribe to Patreon/BunnyCorners Podcast. She's twerking on my shoulder, okay? The booty is on my cheek. I feel the heat. I felt the heat from the WAP. You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel that wet and good shit off?
I felt the heat from the WAP. Now I'm a little raw.
We might have to cut this short. But listen here. We done got up. Was this anybody else's business?
Oh, let's touch on Nick Cannon saying that he gonna vote for Kanye.
Oh, babe, I'm gonna let you talk about that.
All right, people. So Nick Cannon was stopped by the paparazzi, and they asked him about Kanye running for president. And Nick proceeded to say that he will vote for him because we need another black man in office. What you think about that, babe?
I told you I was going to let you talk about it.
Well, Nick, this the thing, brother. One thing I agree with you, we do need another black man in the office, but not that black brother. All right? Because he's not stable. We already got one lunatic in the office. We don't need another, regardless of color. And then you saying this, man, like, people listen to you.
Right.
You know, so you can't take votes away from Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to deal with Trump a whole nother 4 years. Is that what you really want? So you got to take heed to what you're saying, bro. Because Kanye, he ain't it. He's not the answer.
Right.
You know, he's definitely not it.
Actually, I do want to say a little something. For me, and, you know, unpopular opinion here, people. But, you know, let's just talk about it if we're going to talk about it. I enjoyed seeing my skin folk in the White House with Barack and Michelle.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily have to see another black person in the White House. What I want to see in the White House is somebody who's fucking qualified to run this country. And you could be whatever you are as long as you're going to make a difference and changes and respect all people. You know, that are in this country and make the necessary changes with laws and within communities that we me in particular, meaning black, because okay. I'm blackety black for real,
mm-hmm.
You know, that we are able to see some benefit to your being in the off, being in office, and you not just saying things to get the black vote, and then when you get in, not a damn thing happens.
Yep.
So I want somebody that's qualified, that's not temperamental, that does not be on Twitter more, more times. You know, listen, I'm in a business where I have to be social media savvy, right? He on Twitter more than me. And so that's ridiculous. And then here's another thing.
What is it? How you twirling up that twizzle?
Because I want to eat it so bad, but I know I can't because then my mouth going to be juicy and popping. I really want to say, with the voting, and I'm not going to make this lengthy because as we get closer to the time, we'll probably do a special podcast episode about voting. But somebody asked me the other day, they said, do you really support Biden? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pause and really think and try to just process all of his initiatives and, you know, his mission statements mm-hmm. and what he's trying to do for the country. And I have to say that I'm not 100,000% behind Biden, right?
It's just the lesser of two evils.
Exactly. This is what I'm getting to. I'm not 100% for everything that Biden says, but I know I'm not about anything Trump says and does. And so somebody has to run the country. So when you say, I'm not voting, I don't like neither one of them, really and truly, unpopular opinion again, my thought process is you've got to pick the lesser of two evils and cast your vote accordingly. And you may not like how I'm delivering this message, but that's just the truth. Because sitting back saying, I don't support Biden and I don't support Trump, right? I'm using the proverbial you at home. I don't like Biden. I don't like Trump. So I'm not voting. What you set us up for is exactly what we've got. Because to me, and I hate to get all political with stuff, but to me, Biden is better to me. This is, we're talking about me. We're not talking about none of y'all that's listening to this. Everybody, and I don't tell nobody how to vote because somebody's sitting at home going, well, I really rock with Trump. And you are allowed to do that. I'm talking about me, okay? In my opinion, Biden is better than Trump, so that's who I will be voting for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for those people who say, well, I don't like neither one of them, so I'm not voting, let me tell you what I do know. Trump supporters are going to come out and vote.
They definitely are.
They are going to come out in droves. The people that support this man really like him and really support him and really stand by him.
Court like.
So they're going to be at the polls. And if you are a person who's saying, well, I don't like neither one of them, so I'm not voting, he's going to be back in office. Because every time that you don't vote for Biden, which I personally feel is the lesser of two evils, you're casting a vote for Trump. And I didn't want to get into the politics of it all, because that's always a tricky place to be, just like religion and stuff like that. But listen here, we're going to get on up out of here and close this thing on out. We've enjoyed being in your business, Cardi B, little boy from Georgia, Nick Cannon, and who else we talked about?
Southwest Airlines.
And Southwest Airlines. But now we getting ready to get on up out of here. I'm Tammy Roman. Listen, if you want to check us out on Patreon, And listen to my Patreon folks, we gonna get it together, child. We trying to learn how to do all of this. Sometimes the video be cutting off and all that other shit. We gonna try to figure it out for y'all and get it together, because we love and appreciate you, and we want it to be right over there. But if you'd like to join us on Patreon, it is patreon.com/ Bonnet Chronicles podcast. And I'm Tammy Roman at T-A-M-I Roman on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ReggieYB1. If you want merch, this bonnet Tammy has on her head, you can get that at officialbonnetchronicles.net.
We're out. It's the Bonnet Chronicles
podcast.
The Bonnet Chronicles podcast.
Star Bands Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.